All right, are we all recording?
Yeah, we're all recording. Yeah.
Okay. All right, on the count of three,
Hell yeah.
or one, we're going to clap. Clapsing. All right? Three, two, one. Fucking dick. Three, two, one, clap, all right? Three, two, one. God, that's so weird.
Okay, you guys fucking suck. Okay. All right, ready? Three, two,
okay, three, two, one.
Oh god, this is over.
Should I pause the recording then, or like?
No, no, don't pause it. No. What the fuck? What the fuck, guys?
Okay. This chair's loud. I need to find another
chair. Yeah, it's fucking loud.
All right.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Why is your face so warm?
I'm always warm.
Okay. we need that clapping and stuff.
What is it? Why? Why is that a thing?
Clap sync. And it's gonna give me peaks. So on all our audios, we're gonna have peaks. And in the Discord call, it's gonna be peaks. So I can line up the peaks. That's what those are used for.
Oh, how are we doing? Are we like messing around for the clapping or like what?
No, we're technically, like, the first two or three are serious, but then for some reason every time we do it, we always like just fucking around and keep clapping. We've done that for like four podcasts in a row.
Yes.
All right.
So don't pause my audio, asshole. Is what you're saying?
Don't pause the audio. Keep going.
All right, because we're at a minute and 40, dude. I ain't got so much story.
It's audio, bro. This guy.
Dude, this looks like me down in Warzone again.
All right. We need to figure out how to start the intro.
Yeah. I don't know. Starting like, something sounds so like...
It's so weird.
I'm going to say it. Cringe.
Yeah. That was cringe.
That was cringe.
It was cringe. Okay. It's the Homeroom Podcast again. Motherfucking Big Toe over here.
I am 1995 root beer, 99 proof, liqueur.
It's called liquor.
Oh,
it's 99 the brand. The flavor is root beer and the 99 proof. And it's liqueur.
Liqueur.
All right, you guys can introduce yourselves.
I'm that rotten apple that is on the bench that you're too uncomfortable to pick up.
Okay. I guess I'm Thomas. And you know, I'm just the normal one here that likes talking to people.
Cap. Pause.
Okay, explain. Pause.
If you say something gay, you gotta say no homo.
Alright. Fucking shit. Is there anything to catch up on? Anything new and shit like that?
So, Thomas, you don't play baseball, right?
No, I don't play baseball no more.
Were you ever good at it?
No.
Okay, you say no, but could you fuck up a Little League player?
Well, yeah, since I'm like 7 years older than a Little League player. Yeah, I can. I can mess up a Little League player because he's going to be 11 years old, and I'm 17. All right.
We had the longest conversation about sports yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about sports and other shit for like 2-3 hours in the kitchen last night. I didn't even realize. We walked into the room, it was 2 a.m.
What were you guys talking about, though?
Sports and, just like, okay, so what do you think is the most American sport?
I would say baseball.
Right? Okay, I agree with baseball. I feel like there's not really much debate. It's just like, some people might say football. But in reality, football's kind of just like rugby. That was my argument last night.
Yeah, but I would say...
I said football. Just
I would say the most popular
I didn't really
sport
think of baseball.
Is football, though.
I think it's between football and basketball.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but everyone knows Super Bowl Sunday and football's on a Sunday. I guess you do know March Madness, though, for basketball, but I don't know.
That's like a month. That's Sunday
like
is like a day.
It's like March.
It is the day.
Yeah, it's the day where everyone's like, I'm hyped up. But I mean, I guess
baseball?
It lasts for a whole week. But...
The World Series.
Yeah, the World Series of baseball.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, I didn't know how popular American baseball is in Japan. Like, there's a huge scene. I would think that more of their population is hyped about baseball than American.
Oh, like, they love baseball more than America. Remember that video we saw?
The KFC one?
The KFC what?
When the KFC statue fell?
I did see that.
That was it. Oh! That's Eli!
Join the call. Wow, this is quiet, huh?
Yeah.
No, nobody stop your recording. Just go with the flow.
Yeah. Okay. We could use his audio from the.
Yeah, cause from Craig.
Yeah, from Craig. Cool.
Give me a sec. Okay.
All right.
What would you guys think the oldest or one of the oldest sports would be?
I would say soccer, actually. Not like official soccer, but I mean, like. You know, like, since the beginning of time, people have been kicking balls around and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, don't think about it as, like, sports could be anything. Sports could be,
Don't think of it as, like, a variant, like, to the point where it's, like, unrecognizable. It has to be, like, this official. Is a set. Yeah, not official.
We know the answer because we looked it up last night. Did you know how old golf is?
Golf?
I didn't think golf would be that old. It's 600 years old.
What, dude?
It's old. Like, people were playing golf during Christopher Columbus time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
We looked it up. We're like, no fucking way. Golf is older than, like, cricket and like polo. It's older than polo, I think.
Oh, really?
I would say like fencing, because wouldn't like fencing be, just be like?
I guess it's a variant, but fencing, you know, kill each other.
So I feel like fencing maybe. I don't know how old that is, but oh, check it. What we looked up, when you look it up, it says wrestling because of the Romans and Greeks. Wrestling is like 50,000 years old or something like that. Can't remember. I don't have my phone because I'm recording and I don't want to go on it.
That's fucking sick, though. Wrestling has been like, even animals do it. Like everybody has wrestled at one point in their life. Like you can't say you've never wrestled before.
Have you guys seen this thing called kabaddi? I don't know the exact fucking pronunciation, but it's a sport of like tag kind of, and it's two teams on each side, and they have to have one person go to the other side, and they have to tag as many people as they can, and then just get back to their side, and but the trick is, hey, what's up, Eli?
Or hello?
You want to be called Eli in the podcast?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. All right, sick. So Eli, have you heard of kabid or kabad or whatever?
Kabad.
Kabidi.
No.
Okay.
Kabadi.
I was explaining it to them right now. So it's two teams on each side of like a little court, and the goal is for one person at a time to go over and tag as many people out, and they have to go to the other side in order to get them out. But the trick is they have to you have to hold your breath while you're doing it. And the way they know that you hold your breath is you have to be constantly saying kabaddi, 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 kabaddi,
kabaddi,
kabaddi. And once you tag him and as you're trying to go to the other end, the other team can like do what they want to
stop you from crossing the line. Mm-hmm. They can like body slam you.
Yeah, they could like flip you. It's almost like wrestling in a way also. It's pretty cool. It's weird, but it's a cool sport.
Bro, speaking of tag, have you seen like the professional tag leagues, bro?
Yeah, I see it every few years on my YouTube. Yeah.
That shit is insane.
I also see battle rapping every now and then on my thing.
Battle rapping?
Yeah. Just randomly, like battle rapping from like 6 years ago.
as much as I think chess boxing is cool, I don't think I've ever actually seen.
Dude, chess I want to do chess boxing so chess. Bad. I want to do it so bad, dude.
Do you think chess boxers are good at chess?
Yeah, I feel like
they have to.
I feel like they have to be mediocre at one of them and then really good at the other. Like, if someone is like just going to stomp you in chess immediately but can't fight, but then you have a moderate chess player who's just going to hold you off until you start fighting, then you're fucked. You have to be at least moderate at one of them.
So big brain. Like, you have to decide what you want to be good at. Do you want to, like, if you win once, Do you want to have all the power to knock him out in one hit, or do you want to be good at chess to get more hits?
Honestly, if you get good at boxing, right, and then you just disorient the other person so that they can't, you know, play chess.
Play the game.
And you just win. Like that's the strat right there. Like
brain damage is a go.
Yeah. Wouldn't your goal just be like to fuck that guy up so much that they'd end up doing something stupid?
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Or unless that guy is just really good at chess and just messes you up in like 3 turns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm pretty sure it's like you play chess until a time limit goes off.
Dumbass. Like you're not playing chess boxing if you're gonna be a dumbass. You got to be good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's some pretty like just meatheads. I'd be like, fuck it. I'll play chess.
You don't even know how to play.
They'll never even get to the boxing part.
They get out in like 2 or 3 moves.
But if I happen to win, I'm killing this guy.
I prefer checkers boxing. Checkers. I'm more of a checkers man myself.
I prefer this just regular boxing.
Do you guys know how to play checkers? I don't even know how to play checkers.
How do you know how to play chess but not checkers?
True Neanderthal right
know.
This checkers.
Shut up,
no,
woman.
This chess.
I just learned how to play chess, but not checkers.
You know,
the only thing you could do is just imagine your checker is a pawn, uh-huh. And you could just move
attacking.
Forward. But you okay. could jump spaces diagonally, and in front. You can't jump spaces behind you unless you reach their border, and then you on your way back you can move in any direction you want.
Yeah, like in chess, if you get your pawn to the other side, you could like
it becomes a queen if your queen is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you get your checker thing to the other side, it can move like anywhere it wants to.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
chess? I think I played checkers with my like Theo like once when I was like 5.
That's I don't the think checkers memory. Could be like as big as chess. I don't just think because
chess is definitely bigger. You only get like old fucking pedos playing checkers now, you know.
I wasn't gonna say because chess is obviously harder and like takes more skill, but I feel like there's a cap on how good you could be at checkers.
Yeah, there's just a bigger learning curve and actual skill and stuff you have to know of the game for chess.
Checkers is like you can move diagonal and jump over people multiple times. Really, you need to know like every single piece does for.
But checkers have like different openings, like chess. Like no, right? I wouldn't assume.
I mean,
I don't think checkers has different openings. Could you fucking imagine Queen's Gambit for checkers?
Checkers heavily, there's like a way bigger chance of you winning if you move first. That's all I know. It's like 75% to 25%.
Dude, the checker professional listening to this right now is pissed.
Yeah, he can go, watch or some shit. Who the fuck? Checker.
Holy fuck.
Tell me, please. Yeah, sorry.
I like checkers.
Sorry. Tell me who's good at checkers so I know who to avoid.
Are you good at checkers by any chance?
Goes to the old people home. They all like checkers. Yeah, I get.
Fuck.
Okay, yo. I saw this thing that I sent this to Ray Ray. Where if you have 4 people that make 70, that put in $70 a month, that equals $100,000 a year.
A day, Tom. $70 a day.
No, I thought it was a month.
That is definitely not a month.
I capped. Yeah. $70 a day, right? But I was thinking. For 4 people to do that, what if you have like 10 people and then each person pitches in like $10 and now you're rich together and that's like the grocery
fund. Are you talking about like hedge funds?
No.
Are you talking about the stock market?
No, he's not talking about investing. He's like talking about if everyone moved into a single house, how much money would each person have to make a day?
In Mexico, there's a word called a tanda and it's where it's like when a bunch of people get together and they throw in money like every week. And they just save it up and they stockpile it. And at the end, I don't know what the end goal is because it's different for everybody. But
yeah, and houses work over in Mexico is different as well.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I was just saying, if like 4 people moved in together, like say we all did, we would I feel like we would have like a safe somewhere where we'd each put in like a certain amount of money like a month. and that'd be like the utility shit for like electric and like, groceries and
just
shit.
Just making cash.
Yeah, just cash.
Bro, you can't just pull out like cash. a couple bones.
To every day you're gonna pull out $10 of cash every day.
I said month. No, I said month.
I feel like it'd be smarter to okay, how much is it to fucking live here, bills and everything, divide it up between everybody, and then I don't know, like listen, every week just put $20 to the side. Just or, like, or, as a house safe.
You know, you could just like move to Montana or something, you know, live in the outback. No, 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 no. Hear me out, right? Hear me out. It's gonna be dirt cheap. Okay. Yeah, and then you move 80% dirt. And, like,
it's also shitty. That's why it's dirt cheap. Bro.
We gotta have a job though, you know?
Oh, we gotta have a job. I have job security to be a lifeguard, apparently. So that happened.
I have 11 points out of 40 for qualifying for retirement benefits.
What? How do the points work?
What?
Your income and like how much money you make over time. I had to do all my stuff for my social security. So I was like on the website and I was like, huh. I told Rary, I'm almost there. I'm gonna be sipping whatever they sip on beaches.
Hell yeah.
How that works.
Dude, I got it. I'm down to move in all together. Fuck it. I'm down.
You're down to move in?
I'm living with Ray Ray.
Oh, yeah.
You're living with Ray Ray?
So, right now.
Right now. Currently.
I mean, so, like, That is true.
I already got the high pulse here.
I'm chilling. Oh, the high pulse? Bro, once we fix up the living room area.
Sheesh.
Just wait, I'm gonna get a big whiteboard for the.
Did you guys move into a?
No, it's still the garage.
We're in the garage.
But we added rooms.
Yeah, we made we split the garage into four rooms now, Eli. That's what you missed.
I've missed a ton of shit. I don't know what you are talking about.
I'm pissed at your mom.
Why?
Because of Big Bear.
Oh.
All right. Oh, we're also back from Big Bear. We're in like.
It's been like
No way.
Yeah. You're not in Big Bear.
Well, the current podcast I posted, we're still in Big Bear.
We recorded four of them all.
How was that, by the way?
It was sick, dude. Pog is
fun. Oh, none of them were there. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was just past Vista View, so I couldn't go.
It was like just
Do you past. Have a limit? Do your parents have a limit for you?
It's just
I have a restraining order. On Vista View, so I can't.
Fucking
eat.
Narc.
No. No matter which way direction I go, I just get closer and closer to Vista View.
Yeah, like I get pulled back in. It's like a force field.
Insane. Fuck. It was fun. We cooked shit. We watched scary movie. Actually, I fell asleep for like two of them. Right.
You fell asleep for two scary movies. Yeah, I fell asleep for one of them too. Then you knocked out at the same time.
Did you
snuggle
with anyone this time?
Earlier.
I woke up. Oh. At one point, all four of us are laying at the top part when we were recording final podcast. Like, we were all sardined in, but we didn't sleep like that. We only slept three up top.
You're mad comfy, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yo.
It was snuggled up. It was warm as shit, though.
There was a snowstorm this time, Eli. We were trapped.
That sounds sick. I mean,
dude,
it
was.
Sick,
no, wait, no, like... it was cool. No, it was sick.
We looked like little idiots, and no matter where there was snow, we just went. We slid it. I remember we were coming back from the one part where we were sliding, and there was just a family there.
Yeah.
Like, coming out their house. I'm like, ooh. We were just there sliding.
Did you guys climb just another mountain?
No, we couldn't. We were gonna, but then...
We got trapped, or we got stuck.
The RV got stuck halfway up the hill.
Before that. So it hit you before you got to, like, your actual spot?
Oh, no. It hit after. It's just the roads became more icy and slippery. Because we did go there already before then. But this time we decided to take the RV up. Remember how we went to Knickerbocker last time?
Yeah.
The parking lot?
We told Debbie, hey, why don't you just drive us up the hill? Like, there's no problem. Then you just circle back around, you repark. That's it. Because it was getting late. We were like, well, we don't want to walk up 20 minutes. You know, can you just drive
us? The sun's already going down.
And then as soon as she stopped to drop us off, she's trying to go forward and the roads are icy so she can't get momentum. And she can't really go back all the way down that street. So she was kind of stuck. And we told her, we're like, all right, just go up. So she burned out all the way up the hill. But like right before she could, right,
yeah,
right before she could keep going, her car, the RV kind of slid into
kind of like a
what the fuck.
I guess the equivalent would be like the gutter for us. It was between like a bunch of dirt and the road, and so like there was like a little trapped divot. Tire.
Yeah. So we had a back her out, and then we had to like shovel snow for like.
We sat down. We're like, fuck. We called a tow to see what could happen, because we called the RV place and like that's all on you. You know, will you reimburse us for tow? And they're like, no, that's all you guys.
You guys got the RV stuck.
Because they told us not to put chains on. And we're like, oh, what? But we're going to Big Bear. It's like it's all weather tires.
So not really.
No.
Bullshit.
We call the tow, and they're like, damn, it's a 5-hour wait. Ray calls him.
What the?
Damn, okay. And then we're just talking, and then Debbie goes, hey, do they have us on the list or something like that? And we decided to call them again. And then they said, Ray calls them again, and apparently we weren't on the list. So with that 5-hour wait, we weren't going to get anybody after. We stayed waiting. And
if I were there, I would have gotten us out. I'm just built different, dude.
Yeah. I actually would have told the snow to stop.
please melt for me.
And then so we like, okay, put us on the list, the system, and they do, or they're about to, and then they tell us the price, and it's $1,000. Or yeah, $1,000 an hour.
It's $1,000 an hour from when they leave the lot to when they get back to the lot. So if it was 5 hours to get to us and then 5 hours to get back, that would have been a $10,000 tow.
I'd rather die up here.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll live here. We
basically just we were just like, nah, we'll figure it out. Hung up, and then something nice, like we were stuck on a hill, a residential hill. So someone came out,
mm-hmm.
like a 2 to 3 story. It looked like a mansion.
Dude, it was nice. Crazy.
And he comes out and he's like, "You need help?" I'm like, yeah. And he brings out like salt for the ground and shovels and shit. And then we started shoveling, salting. It was crazy. It was fun. It wasn't fun getting stuck, but that was a good workout.
It was, oh my god. Shoveling snow is such a workout.
I got a question for you, though.
What's up?
So, what's it like graduating? How's that treating it?
I don't know. It hasn't hit me yet. It just happened.
It hasn't hit me?
Like, damn, I'm not going to be in school anymore, which sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm just working full time right now. That's all I'm doing.
Distracting yourself?
Yeah. I haven't been alone with my thoughts long enough yet to get sad and depressed.
Sometimes I'll think I'm like, damn, I can't believe not in band anymore. That's like the biggest thing. It's like, yeah, school was fun. Like I was talking to people at lunch and stuff, and teachers were cool. I was like, damn, I'll never go to another competition, and I'll never be on the field again. I'll never.
For me, it was like. Yeah, the band, like, waking up in the mornings, practicing late at night, but just hanging out. Like, after school, go to Duke's, or go walk around.
We still go to Duke's.
Yeah, but, like, it's not the same. We, like, plan it. Like, Duke meetup?
Yeah, like, yeah.
This meetup at Duke's?
We do go to Duke's, though.
But it's not like we go to Duke's and be like, shit, we still got time before class starts. Like, go to Home Depot and play tag or some shit. Like, we can't just walk around and do random shit anymore. Like, we got our own lives now.
You guys would go to Home Depot and play tag?
Hell yeah. I got kicked out of Home Depot twice. I wasn't with them, though. I was with other people. I did the same
thing. Honestly, though, when I come back, I plan on coming back spring break. So, I'm gonna tell you guys. But, I'd like to plan another trip for that. But I want to go on another skate night. That was fun. I still remember that.
When often. Haven picked us up?
Oh, yeah.
This is Long Beach.
Or when we went to, what the fuck? Where'd we go?
We went to, what the fuck?
Roof hopping?
Roof hopping? Is that what you're talking about?
No, we went to a fucking golf course.
Oh yeah.
And we had the cops.
Simi Valley.
Oh yeah!
We told Zach, it's only a 30-minute drive.
We went to a park. We went to my school. We didn't go to a golf course. We went to my old school.
When we hit 114 in a Prius.
What are we talking about?
Okay, no, we don't talk about this. No, we went the speed limit. I promise. We went this
week. It was all it all happened in Mexico.
It was on a closed road.
It all happened in Mexico. Yeah. We went the speed limit for when we got back into the U.S. when we crossed the border.
God, that was such a fun day. Yeah. When the cop hey, when the gate is closed,
you shouldn't be in here.
We're like, oh yeah.
It's
are you
crazy.
Are you guys driving? Oh,
it's
no.
It's crazy to me.
God, that was dumb.
I don't. You guys noticed that Scarlett was like reaching around, touching stuff, right?
No.
Did anyone else notice that? So the cop stopped us, and Scarlett was just reaching around, digging through the bag and all that stuff, just looking through all our stuff, just doing all of the wrong things that you're not supposed to do when you're.
It was. It's funny now.
But Scarlett is white.
I'm laughing.
Scarlett is
white. Yeah.
Scarlett is white.
Yeah. You have to realize I am white, so they would never suspect a thing.
Yeah. Except there are other colors with you, so I mean that kind of matters.
A bunch of unwanted types.
Oh, what the fuck, Scarlett?
Is there a parking lot?
Is there a parking lot in the middle of school? Why is there a car there? And I was like, oh shit, it's a police car, guys. And then, wait, it's a cop? And then, whoop!
Please exit the area.
I was thinking, I'm like, we could go through the front. I remember the school.
I'm pretty sure we shot golf balls at the car as well.
It could have happened. I know. I had a good drive. I was strong drive.
I had okay ones. I had some bad ones. A lot.
I don't think I actually hit. I think I broke one of the poles. Actually,
I don't think you didn't break anything.
Nah.
One of us did.
You know, you think that somebody called them because there was
no. They definitely just happened to pull up. No way.
You sure?
Yeah. No way.
Because you think they would have stopped us if we were playing basketball?
Right.
On the court.
They weren't also looking at. We're not throwing basketballs over 300 feet.
No, that's why I'm like.
And like she passed, and she's like, "Oh, there's kids in the school," and then she's like, she like kind of pulls over, and then she just sees golf balls flying into the park.
Yeah. Like, I think that was the main reason, the golf balls.
Man, these guys are kind of fucking retarded, like, huh?
Are they aiming the golf balls at the park while kids are walking?
I think she asked something like that. We're like, were you guys trying to hit it? I forgot what she said. She's like, were you guys trying to hit something? Hit someone? We're like, nah, not really. We're just fucking cracked, you know?
we're cracked at golfing, my guy.
I guess it's better that we weren't hitting it at the school.
Yeah. It's a lot worse if we were just at our golf club.
We still have to go airsofting. We planned it out, and then I moved.
Well, yeah, and there's also a pandemic.
We could do private. Gee. You know.
Someone's rich.
COVID is real. COVID isn't real.
No. Real COVID.
Obviously, it's not
vaccine,
real.
Vaccine, that's hell to get you.
It's
you
a
know, people
bad
say that.
Code.
I'm not taking the vaccine, and then they go fuck their cousin. Like, what type of backwards thinking is that?
This is all some I saw it on QAnon. I know what's happening.
That's how they get you. That's how they keep track of you. Scarlett, nobody wants to keep track of
you. Are you going to school or are you like online?
I'm online. Fuck that shit.
I was gonna ask you because like, do people like actually wear their masks or
online?
Yeah, dude. Of course.
Online, bro. Yeah.
Like no one wears their mask here. It's crazy.
Don't yeah. Wear it?
Yes, I wear it.
All right.
I mean, I live with my grandparents, you know, so I don't want to.
Where you at, Atlanta?
Atlanta? What the?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Baton Rouge? Where you at? What
not
part,
Baton Rouge. I'm not going to say. I'm near New Orleans. I'm on the other side.
Okay.
New Orleans.
Fuck, so you're not in Atlanta.
No.
That fuck you. You totally fucked up my thought. Like,
if
damn, I had
if I were
to say.
At Atlanta, if I were at Atlanta, dude, I'd be at the, what is it, the Bass Pro Shop Pyramid all day.
Fuck. I would live there, man.
Why the fuck did I want to bring that? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm stupid. I wanted to ask you, what's it like over there? Over yonder?
Is it hot? Wet. It's wet.
Wander over yonder.
Right now, it's cold.
This guy talks too much. It's cold? It's cold in his garage.
Cold. Where'd Tom go? Oh, Tom's there. I was like, there's five of us here. I'm not in the cold. I'm done.
Let me think. So, it's been 30s, 40s pretty solid for the past few weeks now.
Damn, that's cold.
Yeah.
Is it cold and moist?
Does it rain?
It is, in fact, cold and moist.
That's gross.
It is
imagine
a weird
walking outside
feeling.
Being cold and then the moistness freezes on you.
Dude, it does. You walk out it feels like three times colder than it actually is. Because you're just getting wet. You are physically getting wet. And then when summer comes, right, you're just completely drenched in your own sweat. It is.
By chamois.
Fuck. I would have never
so.
Oh, dude, imagine chamois made clothes for, like, athletes. They're just, like, after they sweat, they're, like, carrying around, like, 40 pounds of water.
It's called
just, like, the peak of human existence because of how fucking fit they're going to get with all that extra weight.
Oh,
just squeeze it out. They just body roll on the floor.
I've gotten swole.
Wouldn't it just be dirt weight? Because it's still sweat coming out their body.
I have muscle now.
Yeah, muscle.
You're working out. You're yoked.
Yeah. I'm getting yoked.
Sick.
Getting yoked.
Sick.
Let's go.
Nick Eli when he comes back. Fuck you, looking at.
I could beat ass. I probably could have before. Fuck you. I know you're probably listening to this shit. I could beat your ass, but I mean,
should I still yeah,
I'm sure. Starting some serious beef with him right now.
Don't cut that out. Don't cut that out.
Fuck. No, I'm not gonna cut it out. No, good. You know what I miss? Fuck.
What?
The fact
what?
That we're never gonna do the circle game again.
The circle died because we all left. We were all expecting to stay and keep it alive, but like almost everyone left. So
you know
the circle
what?
The circle game has essentially died.
Next time we hang out, we're gonna play the circle
game. Next time we see each other, we're gonna beat your ass.
Next time I see you guys, wanna just like
not,
have an MMA.
Not much would change. Not much would change.
Balls to the walls.
He's the one to just fuck shit up.
We'll go find this
what is said circle game?
Oh, you don't know
you
about
were
that?
You were never in the circle game. No way.
I didn't.
You never hung out with us.
What the fuck?
I didn't even know I existed.
I think I met you like once or twice.
Maybe.
No way. Potentially. No way. Ray Ray's never hung out with Tom.
You might have been present when Ray or actually just your white male, but other than that, I'm not.
Yeah, I think I was
there. Tom, the circle game is the first original circle game is we all sat around in a circle while the music teacher was in his fucking office doing random shit. And we would just be talking the way we are right now, and all of a sudden, boom! We just dead-leg somebody.
But the goal would be you can't make noise, or else the band teacher would notice. So you had to stay quiet while you got your fucking
picked. But like, it was you didn't want to get up because you could go and hit somebody across from you because we sat in a circle. But that was risky because if you got up, everybody would just fucking dag like the fuck out of you.
I remember I hit Eric in the leg while he was sitting down, and it levitated his body how hard I hit this kid.
He fucking jumped and he fucking fell. Remember when he hit him during the football game?
I was literally about to bring that up. A while, oh yes, go Eli.
But you gotta remember when we went to the movie night. That was insane. We just went all
out. Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, we were
and
just
it was in
there.
The dark. And it was in the dark. I'm pretty sure it was me, but someone like hit the chair. We missed the body.
Oh, someone missed it was the body. Me. I feel like I remember hitting the chair.
Damn.
Did we just all just fuck up chairs in the dark?
I'm pretty sure.
That was fun.
At some point, the circle game like started getting more intense. We started doing it while standing up and then
running around.
And then eventually, it started to peak when we would go to football games. Ooh. And during halftime after our performance, we would all run to the back, like towards the baseball fields in the middle of the dark. We would all just stand around and start fucking each other up.
You just started
arms and legs, just boom, just throwing punches hard as shit. We started getting crowds.
We would go back.
Yeah, we would get crowds started forming. Yeah,
it would just be a mosh pit.
It would just be us, a bunch of band kids, fuck each other up.
We'd go back to school, and like almost none of us could like lift our arms up.
Yeah, we're all sweaty. All sweaty shit.
So, what the fuck happened?
We'd like be walking up the stands like, oh shit.
But you'd have to walk normal. You'd have to walk normal. You couldn't have anything happen.
Man, and then one time, I think it was like the second time we were doing it, we were walking back to the stands after doing it. I was walking a little bit in front of Eric, and Eric sees some girl that he goes to middle school with, because Eric was in middle school at the time. And he goes, hey, what's up? And then I look at Eric, I'm like, oh, and I see, either said, are those your bitches, or are those your hoes? And then he was like, no. And then as soon as he walked up close enough, I hit him right in his right arm, and he fell backwards, how hard I hit him.
In the middle of everybody
In the
walking.
Middle of everyone, I pushed him back and forth. And he's Ray-Ray, see Eric.
Ray-Ray, the other problem with Ray-Ray, right, is he's got big-ass hands. Big hands. Yeah, there's a lot of surface area that he can just fucking. So you know when you go against someone small like me or Leaf, you could just fuck.
I never hit Leaf that hard. I always respected Leaf's frail bones.
Yeah,
you decked me so many times.
That's your fault.
So many times.
That's your fault.
Remember after the trip, Circle was kind of still going around, wasn't as popular because games were over, and we had all these snow gloves, and we started putting them on, and we were fighting in the middle of class, like boxing gloves. Oh my god, that was the best.
And you would step on his foot?
I would step on your foot.
So you couldn't walk away?
And then there was another time, I can't remember what started it, but Zach fucking just slapped you across the face one time.
Oh, we
have that video!
I still have the video.
We were watching slap contest, and we're like, dude, let's do one? We're like, fuck it. So we just slapped. God, that was amazing when the class...
So loud, dude.
I'm gonna send the video right now.
But then Mr. Combs heard us being all loud, and he was like, what the fuck is going on?
And I took the blame, guys.
He did, right? I wasn't even Ray-Ray, dude. You look sick as fuck, though, in his eyes, though. You did the sickest shit.
Yeah, he was like, why was everyone screaming right now? And then I was like, my bad, it was me. And then I walked into his office, and he's like, why was everyone screaming? I'm like, I know you told me not to throw my sticks. I know you did. But I just did the sickest stick trick you'll ever see, ever hear about in your life, right? So I threw it up with one behind my back, hit it towards the ground. As it flipped up, I caught it, right? Everyone freaked out. And he was like, really? Is that really what happened? I'm like, I'm the best.
No, we
had to bleep out the name.
Fine. Now that I get the computer, it's a lot easier. Yeah. No, you didn't even admit
it.
He just went straight up.
Do it again then.
Ray-Ray.
Oh, did he just say Ray-Ray?
Yeah, he was like, why are you guys all yelling? Ray-Ray, come in here. That was it. Everyone's like, why is it always him?
It was always me!
Harriet Tubman.
Oh! You know about that, Tom? Harriet Tubman, be the best you can be.
No, wait, I thought you took part in that.
No, he's not a band!
Dude, Tom! No.
No, but Brayden did.
Brayden, yeah.
Because Brayden's stupid.
But Brayden did. Okay, so Tom, fucking Brayden fucking knees the wall, the drum fucking closet wall, and he puts a hole in it. Oh. Right? It's not even that one. There's already another hole up top. It's like punching tight, and like there's that. And it got bigger and bigger because everybody was being retarded.
Everyone kept punching the wall. Just like, all right.
It's like, he's going to blame me.
Surprisingly though, Ray-Ray and Axel were like, yo, stop. He's gonna blame us.
You guys are destroying property, bro. That's different. Slapping is different.
It's slapping.
But Ray-Ray, to cover it up, writes on a piece of paper, in quotes, be the best you can be, end quote, or end quote, Harriet Tubman. And he just tapes it over the hole.
And then,
okay,
dumbasses.
Now think, wait. Now think, Tom. Would you, if you did this, right, would you think it worked?
No.
If you just cover it?
covered for months.
It worked for a while.
It worked for months. It worked until like the last week of school, like when before we got quarantined. It worked.
Yeah, so
just it was that, actually like.
Yeah, it was like yeah,
a week before that where it got caught because Brayden had went back in and hit another hole, but before that,
they hit it.
Tom, watch those.
They hit it, and then they stuck like an apple.
Oh, I did.
Like an apple in the hole, so then there was a rotten hole. Dude, and you tried putting it back together, and it was all crumpled.
Retards kept walking into the closet and punching my piece of paper.
So like, that was wrinkled and shit. It.
It's all wrinkled, like, in the shape of a hole. I'm just like, can you guys stop hitting the paper?
And then, mysteriously, it gets fixed. The wall gets fixed. And then
it was like that exit, like that really crazy scene in a movie where like the camera pans out, you know, like that crazy thing. Everyone felt that like dread feeling because we were like, oh fuck, now we're gonna get
yelled at. He didn't say anything, but dumbass, you know, when he saw, I was like, he stuck his sticks.
He stuck his sticks. He made another hole because he was like, I made a stick holder. I'm like, why would you do that? And he's like, because it's a stick holder.
Yeah. I'm like, no way.
That was so dumb.
Yeah, he was like, what the fuck you do that for, dude? What the fuck? And then a few days pass, right? And then Mr. gets out of his office, right? He does his whole, like, mad face, and he goes, percussion, get in my office. And
then oh, shit. Yeah,
I wasn't there for this, exactly. By the way. I wasn't there. Exactly. I don't know where I was. I wasn't at school.
Where you went, right? So we go into the office.
I drove you home. Remember that?
Is this the one with Zach?
I don't know. Zach didn't rat him out, dude. I don't know why you guys keep saying Zach ratted him out. No, it was like Ethan. I'm pretty sure Ethan did it. The fucking little stick.
Gremlin?
Yes. I'm pretty sure the gremlin did it. So we all walk in and we're all in a line, right? I'm just sitting there. You know, I'm chilling. And then he goes, so. Who made the holes in the percussion closet? And we're like, I didn't. I did the casual whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he literally looks like dead in the eye of the freshman. He goes, who did it? I was like, I didn't do it. I don't know who did it. And I think it was also at that time where it was like starting to get known that I hung out with you guys. So he would glance at me every once in a while, like, I don't know. Do I want to believe this kid or not?
I think I know the story better than you did, because Jarrett told me, because he was like, the thing that it was made like mad is he asked, because he found a broken hammer, and the hammer, I broke the hammer, but it was that one was actually an accident. I was just playing using it.
Dropped it or some shit. I don't know. I can't
remember. No, I was just using it like regular, just practicing, playing the music that we had, and it broke. I was like, damn it, I'm already in a fucking hole. I'm just gonna hide it. See, we can't find the hammer. So I hit it.
Literally everyone's last one.
Combs.
Gonna hide it.
Or music teacher finds the hammer, and then he brings it out. He's like, "Who broke the hammer?" And no one says anything. That's when everyone goes to the thing. And Zach said, "Ray Ray broke the hammer because he didn't know that it was a big deal because obviously it was an accident, so he didn't really know." And then, that's when he started asking you guys who punched the holes in the wall because he was probably already fed up.
And then Zach finds another broken instrument.
No, I didn't break that.
No, but he like he found it, and then that was like another thing, like added to it. And we all flamed him. He's like, "What? It's the whole." No, but Zach was giving an argument of like, "I'm not gonna get in trouble for doing something I didn't do or something like that." I don't remember, but yeah. But that was so shitty.
Technically, I didn't really get in trouble from for the wall. He just knew it was me. It was me.
Yeah.
But he like pretty much he didn't really kick me out of band because I forgot I wasn't in band when I graduated. He just told Valensky, and then Valensky was talking to me. So he's like, "What do you want to do?" I'm like, "Well, I broke his $2 hammer. It's my bad, right? It was an accident. The walls, it was me. I did those. Let's be honest." And he's like, "Well, thank you for being honest, blah, blah, blah. Trouble for the walls, but you're not going to have to pay for them. You're not going to have to do Saturday school. Just like, music teacher's mad at you." Right? So either you could go back probably keep getting singled out, or you could just leave band for the rest of the year. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm in United Sound, like, I'm like sort of like a mini tutor. I'm like a teacher for another class. And he's like, well, you could keep doing that. Just like, want to just not be in concert band anymore? I'm like, I mean, I don't really like concert band, so yeah, I'm down. So yeah. Then I had another free period.
Concert band, what's it called?
You know,
well, not for me, because I was like a flutist.
Shut up!
No, it sucked that year in
general. Fucking loser!
Oh, yeah, because it was just not a good year for music in general, because it was just not very fun.
It was not a good year for percussion, I feel like.
No, it was a great year for percussion. That was awesome.
I don't know. Percussion kind of took a beating for everything.
Because we're the most retarded group. Yeah.
But I mean, at least we're not the weirdest kids in all of band. At least we're not the weirdest kids in all of band.
That has to go to anyone to play.
Yeah, that has to go with the majority.
Percussionists have to be like the least.
Ah, that's definitely trumpets, dude.
Besides, like,
the trumpets were the fucking weirdest.
I feel like basses.
Trumpets, dude. The trumpets.
Oh, Cyrus, Zach.
Our band was Zach, yeah.
Not a band kid.
Zach looks like one of those.
Zach's just in it because of us.
Cat tacos.
Sushi cat.
I feel like majority of bands, they just all look like band kids.
Yeah.
Like when we go to band competitions, they all looked like they had that.
I can't stand being around them.
Dude, they annoy me. Honestly, dude. They're just like, they're little weird nerds, but they're horny as fuck too. And it pisses me off. Like,
I keep seeing TikToks about that.
Did you say that
kids are horny motherfuckers, dude.
Didn't
I don't
you
get
talked
it.
Like other bands, they would all like fuck each other. It was all like weird and shit.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, because I had a bunch of friends in other bands. And it was just, it was a lot weirder than our band. Like, our band has a history of shit, but not as much as other schools.
Fucking weird, dude.
Some girl talking about band. She's like, yeah, hey. I was a band too, blah, blah, I played this and that. And then, I don't know why, but the conversation got brought up. It's like, yeah, we all just fucked in the band. Like, that's a little weird.
We all just fucked.
That's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
It's weird. It's weird to me, like, because, I mean, I don't want to say it, but like, after a while, you know, if you have a good band, you become like a team, and like, you know, you get that like team bond kind of thing. And so that kind of feels like Alabama shit after a while, you know, like, what the
fuck? Shut
that's
up!
What the Trojans did before war, though. That was weird.
Oh yeah,
fuck each other.
Fucked.
Yeah, but it was to promote like you're all one.
Because they fucked, they'd be like, there's like more of a connection there.
Damn, that's rough. So that's, like, I didn't know that. Like, so damn, like, that guy had a nice ass, man. Fuck.
That shit busted.
Like, you actually connect, and then you see that guy get stabbed. He didn't get shot.
Oh, man, fuck. Slow. Water hose is down, man. Water hose is down. Fuck.
That was a foot great ass down. Right there.
That was a great ass.
I'm going to miss that ass.
That's gay.
Pause.
Pause.
That's where you draw the line?
That is gay.
What's it called? What's the weirdest
thing? Of course, thing I draw the line. Weirdest thing that happened to us? Not much.
Like the,
what
the
would
most insane.
As
thing
what would you classify as?
Like the craziest insane. Thing that happened in band, where everyone was like,
the
"What the fuck?"
The
well,
circle.
As a whole band in general, is when me and Zach slapped.
Oh yeah, everyone was watching that. Everyone.
Because I slapped Zach, and there was like some people were like, "What was that?" And then, was it? Was it that? Or Zach slaps me first?
Zach slapped you first.
Yeah, yeah, because I didn't get my second.
Let's watch the video. Let's watch
the video. It's because we need a... Yeah, Zach slaps me, and everyone goes, what was...
I like how Eli's holding you. I didn't know that.
Some people are like, yeah. What was that? And then I slap him, and
that
then
was,
more people start
like
to notice.
Just whoosh, whip type shit, bro.
And then,
the reason why I was holding him was because who am I holding? Axel, right? I'm holding Axel.
Yeah, holding Axel in the first bit.
So I remember Axel going, "Yeah, someone should probably hold me," you know.
Yeah, yeah, cause I legit saw stars.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. Even though I'm pretty sure if you actually fell, I wouldn't be able to have held you up. I'm pretty sure I would have dropped you, but I mean, I was like, yeah, all right, I'll
hold. The thought that counts.
Okay, it's the first slap.
When he got slapped, though, it was with so much power, like I felt the whoosh of air hitting me.
Yeah, because like, he wrapped his whole big ass hand around my face.
His fingers are long as shit.
It's like a whip. That's all I'm saying.
No, that video.
Oh my god, it's so good. I love when you hit Zach, bro, and like, cause you actually he just accepted that he got shit on.
Yeah, he looks upset. He's like, "Fuck, I forgot. I did get slapped on now, didn't I?"
He's like, yep, that happened.
Dude, that second slap felt like a whip because he just got
like
fingers.
An upward angle. Zach goes at like an upward angle.
Bro, and he had like the biggest windup too, bro.
Bro, God.
You're not even getting the full windup, dude. He did like three practice like hits, right? And then that one was like the final one, and he went like almost like 90 degrees back, and then went.
His long ass arm got the centrifugal force and just
like a bullwhip. Just whoosh.
You could see the shockwave hit his whole body, dude.
I'll be back. I gotta take care of something real quick.
Okay. All right.
It was so good. That was so. God. Yeah, as a unison, just the whole band. Oh!
You see Barry like run.
He's like, oh shit.
Dude, I was so hyped.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh god. Are you gonna add this in post?
Well, if it goes on anything, I'm probably gonna put this on TikTok. The slap.
Yeah.
And then
TikTok.
Talking about it.
What the fuck?
What about it?
Who posts on TikTok, dog? Who?
Like, it took me so long to get on TikTok, but I'm happy I'm on TikTok now.
Yeah, me too.
Like, TikTok's good.
God, that's so good. Such a good slap. So much power.
It is a good slap. It is a good slap. Look, you know, I'd rate that slap 10 out of 10.
We're at 52 minutes. Should we end?
Y'all are done?
All right.
What the?
52 minutes. Want to just end it right now?
How long
do
you guys
end it right now?
We
could keep talking, but right now, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, we could have that argument that we had last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, wipe your shit standing up or sitting down?
Sitting down? I mean, depends. Was it the waterworks or what was it?
What do you mean, I mean? Is there even a question? Are you debating?
No, you either sit.
Be a man.
Or
you either... All I gotta say is I wipe my ass like a man.
So you just go outside, wipe it with your fucking hand, just get a handful of shit on your hand? What are you trying to say?
Paper? Handful of nuts.
Need toilet paper? Don't. Be a man.
What is he doing?
All I gotta say is I wipe my ass like a man. Like,
so what was the debate thing that you guys said?
Okay.
Yeah, what did you guys debate yesterday?
All right, so last night, it was very one-sided, and I was on the opposing team. It was pretty much like, a title is something that you get from other people, not something you give yourself. And that was basically the whole premise. But I started off by talking about...
Pedophiles.
Are you talking like literal titles? Or are you talking nicknames?
Like a title, like the best in the world, or
Okay.
Like Queen of England, like your Sird, like Queen of England type shit, like
you're knighted,
that.
Dumbass.
Okay, yeah. Let's just start off with what you said.
All right, what I said is I'm like, okay, but I kind of quickly went back on that statement because it kind of contradicted what I was saying. But let me go to murderer. I'm like, okay, so let's say you kill someone. You get away with it. Nothing ever happens. You don't get caught. I don't think you would be classified as a murderer. You don't have that title of a murderer. You just have, you're a mechanic or you're a McDonald's employee. You're not a murderer. You're not going to go to jail for murder.
Okay. but you still murdered somebody.
You did still murder someone.
I think murderer is a title, just like saying you're the best Call of Duty player in the world.
I don't know. Like, I don't think murderer is a title. I think it's an action.
It's something you do. Yeah, but does a murderer? I think does a murderer say I'm a someone. Murderer? Does a murderer know? Hey, I murdered somebody. I'm a murderer. Or are they just like, you know, I killed somebody.
I murdered someone. Yeah. I think they'd say that I murdered someone. I don't think they go, I'm a murderer. You know,
I could say I'm the strongest man in the world, and no one can really dispute it.
Yes,
they
could.
There was a whole legal thing about it. So, like, the title, strongest man in the world, doesn't belong to anybody. Or, like, it kind of belongs to everybody. Like, no, even if you go to contests and stuff like that, legally, you aren't the strongest man in the world.
So, if I say lift 100 pounds... and I have to 101 pounds, and you can't. You're still technically the strongest man in the world.
No, but like, what if everyone as a whole, 100% of the people said, "Hey, that guy is the strongest man in the world." Now he has the title of that. He is now the strongest man in the world.
What if it's a title like a vote?
I'm just saying, legally, that title belongs to nobody legally.
Like, and then they were like, "What about the president?" I'm like, well, we voted to give the president the title of being the president. Same thing. Presidency.
Now,
the title,
president. The president is different than a murderer. The president. That's giving someone a title. A murderer is an action. It's not.
Murderer isn't an action. Murderer is a title. Murder could be a verb, which is an action. Killing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're not. You. This is completely wrong, Ray. You.
No, I know. I don't think so. I think murderer is a title.
You can't and I just don't bag. Think. So do you kill people? Is that what it's called? I'm a killer. You're a killer. Is that what it is? Instead of murderer, you're a killer. You're convicted.
You're not convicted. You never got caught.
He's saying if you never got caught, you're not a murderer.
Because it's a title that someone gives you. The court system, a jury would give you the title of a murderer, a killer.
Then what are you? You just haven't killed anybody then? And you just technically have not killed anybody?
Well, even if you kill someone in self-defense, you're still a murderer, technically.
What do you call yourself then?
A murderer. You killed someone.
No, you just call yourself the guy who works at McDonald's. That's your title that other people recognize you as.
No, that's your cover-up. But you're actually a murderer.
No,
you know yourself that you murdered.
You know yourself that you killed someone, yeah.
Yeah, you can call yourself a murderer, so you're a murderer.
What I think your title is, I work at McDonald's and I also killed someone. That's what the title is.
No, you can't give yourself a title. That's the argument. You can't give yourself a title, so if no one knows that you killed someone.
God can give you a title.
I bet there's many instances.
Huh?
I bet there's many instances where people gave themselves a title.
Well, yeah,
like throughout history,
those people are like
Drake. Drake gave himself the name Drake, but people recognize it as a name.
I refuse to believe.
But Drake is a nickname. Drake is a nickname. Same way, I'm legitimately called Doc in my unit. That's a nickname. So a nickname is given to you.
Yeah, a name that you recognize.
Murder is a thing that you did.
But Drake's his legal name.
Drake is not his legal name. What is Drake's real name? Anyone know?
Francis.
Pure silence. Okay, we don't know Drake's name.
No one knows Drake's name. Okay.
Yo, what's Drake's name? What's
Drake's name? Drake's his middle name.
That's false. There's no way.
I feel like his name is Aubrey. A real name.
Aubrey Drake, and then whatever his last name is, I didn't see. Benjamin named Aubrey.
Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah, his name is Aubrey Drake Graham.
Graham.
Gay Graham.
No, that first one's gay.
You man, damn, this guy's 34.
He's only 34?
Only.
Oh, I don't know.
You know how long this guy's been in music?
Bro, we also have a podcast for just anime talk, bro.
Nope.
That'd be sick as fuck.
Nope.
You don't watch anime?
The only anime I've watched is
there's
Avatar.
Already like there's probably so many podcasts.
Avatar's
that
an anime.
Like that.
Shut the fuck up. To me, it's an anime.
No, it's not an anime. Sorry. Was it made
in Japan? Did you watch Avatar and Legend of Korra?
Yes, I watched both.
Legend of Korra just bored me to death, bro. I couldn't.
Really? Dude, I thought Avatar was better, but I still liked Korra.
I know. It was just so boring.
Nah. I didn't really like the show. It was cool. some parts, but it was I think it still wasn't enough to justify it being a good show for me.
I was just amazed how much metal benders were there now. I was like, what the fuck?
Metal bending was like, you know, a lost art in the time of Avatar, but then Avatar, you know, time changed, and then
Toph brought it back.
Exactly. Her daughters brought it back, and then they made a colony of metal benders.
Yeah, you know what pissed me off? Everybody I talked to about Korra, they kept hyping up that she was a lesbian.
She is a lesbian.
No, I know. But I'm like, oh, this must be the season. This must be like the events leading up to like her breaking up with Mako and then her getting with whatever the other bitch.
Oh my god.
But all there was them though. Holding hands at the end. I hate her
for being she was an asshole, dude. She was such an asshole. Yeah, she's a little shit.
Yeah, she is.
She is a little shit.
Whenever I bring it up to my sister, I'm like, I don't like Korra at all. And she's like, is it because she's a female? I'm like, no, it's because she's annoying. Yeah. I also didn't like, damn, who's
Aang's
the...
Aang's pussy?
Yeah, Aang's... Damn, what's her name?
Katara.
I also didn't like Katara at all because she, like, really annoying.
Annoying as fuck.
She's so annoying.
Reminds me of my mom. Fuck your mom.
Fuck your mom.
Fuck your shoes. Bro, fuck your ice village.
And then Carla's like, well, you just don't like any female supporting leads or roles. I'm like, I love Toph. Toph is
and
cool.
Sokka,
is
sick. And Sokka.
All Sokka's hoes are cool.
Like shit.
Yeah.
Sokka was treated like shit. Free my guy Sokka. Why do you have to die, man? Why couldn't we see an old Sokka?
I mean, he got pussy, though. So it makes up for
it. He fucked the moon, pussy. Bro.
He did fuck the moon. I like all the memes, like when the Earth bitch, when they sneak into his tent, and then he's just like under the moon. And it's just like, damn, what about me?
Oh,
the Earth bitch though. She was also an asshole. You know, she was an asshole.
Damn, what's her name?
It started with an M, I think.
Wait, Suki?
Suki. I don't know. Like the special forces Earth woman.
Yeah,
Suki.
Yeah, she was an asshole at first. Well, I think I don't mean at first because that was part of her persona of being like with the special forces and whatever her thing was called. But like even when she started to get to know Sokka, she was kind of an asshole.
So
right,
she didn't know about that horse.
He still clapped that ass though.
Yeah, he still clapped.
That's all that matters.
He did fuck the moon, though. That's crazy.
That's right.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I can't really say anything. He did fuck the moon. I haven't even gotten anywhere close to that, so respect.
I don't know how you could, bro.
I don't know, yeah. Fly up to the moon,
Gru
or something.
Go to the moon.
Where are
Victor?
The
Victor!
What did you just say?
Bars!
No.
Why is that a saying?
If the moon was up and you missed the moon, you would keep going straight and the sun wouldn't be on the same side that you're going towards.
Give me a shit on you like that.
Damn. My bad.
Pimp.
God, it's just a saying.
you still got shit on. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just a saying.
there's a lot of moon talk. I should probably say this.
I know this quote from the moon.
Said by the moon. We don't mean to shit on
shoot
you.
Shoot for the moon.
I thought it was... shoot for the stars, aim for the moon.
That was stupid. Or
vice versa.
Tomato, tomato.
Aim for the moon, shoot for the stars, something like that.
It's a stupid fucking thing. I don't
know. No, okay, you guys know the saying, a jack of all trades?
Yeah.
Well, there's a second part to it, and it's a master of none. I really like that. Like, that's fucking sick. Like, it's bars, that's what that is.
Yeah, you're good at everything, jack of all trades. You're not the best at anything.
Yeah, you might be like pretty good at a lot of shit, but you're not gonna be the best.
Okay, would you rather be the best at one thing or jack of all trades though?
I would rather be better at more things than be one. Like, imagine you go into the Olympics and you're like really good at swimming, but if you're like a jack of all trades, you could compete in every single event.
You won't be the best.
You wouldn't win. Yeah, you wouldn't win.
You wouldn't go down in history though. That's the thing.
Of what?
Just like in general. You wouldn't be remembered.
No, if you competed in every single Olympic event in an Olympics, you would be remembered forever. No, it doesn't matter if you won. You still competed in all of them. Like, if you got second or third in most of them, you would be insane.
You would be remembered as the person who lost every Olympic event.
No, oh my God, he could shoot an arrow. He's fucking fast at swimming. He's a great bicycle rider. Oh my God, look, he's amazing.
He's competed in every single event and hasn't won once.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd rather be a master of one.
I would hate that. Imagine only being good at one thing.
I don't know.
One thing and shitty at everything.
Be cool. No. That's what my life is gonna be. Whatever my career is gonna be, I'm gonna be good at that, and I'm not gonna be good at anything else.
That's how my life is gonna end up.
No, but listen, if you're gonna know someone, right, you want to know that jack of all trades, because they can help you with literally anything.
Mediocre.
You tell them like, hey yo, I need electrical stuff done in my house, and they're right on it, dude. Doesn't mean it's gonna be like the best thing ever, but
that's when you call an electrician.
Nah, dude,
not some dude is like, I kind of know what's up.
A jack of all trades means like he understands a lot, but he's not gonna always be qualified to help you.
I don't know. I would much rather be a jack of all trades.
Honestly,
Ray knows what he's talking about.
You guys are just dumbasses.
Eli, you're a dumbass.
Dude. Lick my nuts. Just, lick my nuts, dude. Lick my
you
nuts.
You live in my fuck nowhere.
Scarlett. Would you rather only be good at the guitar or do what you're doing now and then like know a lot of instruments enough to make it sound good?
Okay, so right now Scarlett's mic cut out, so there's going to be a little bit of a weird silence, so yeah,
kicking.
I'm not gonna bother cutting it out or anything. I'm kind of tired. It's 5:12 in the morning. Okay, peace.
When I thought about it, I thought about anime, because I thought of all the cool motherfuckers. Like, they're pros, but they're pros at what they do. They're sick as fuck. Like My Hero. Like those are badass motherfuckers.
Well,
like,
okay, there's the guy who takes it. Quirk, so they couldn't be a jack of all trades, but.
Well, all for one.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up right now.
All for one doesn't have the strongest quirk from everyone, but he's still one of the strongest people in the world because he knows all of that shit.
Well, no, he's the reason why he's so strong is because he adds quirks together to make him strong as fuck.
Wait, what are we talking about?
It's from an anime.
Where one for all is just
strong
as fuck.
It's an anime, Eli, where
you know who wins
where
anime.
People are born with one quirk. And you could train to be a professional and
a
you could be really good
like
at
a
using
superpower,
your quirk.
A superpower.
Yeah, it's a superpower. But there's a superhero or a supervillain who could take quirks. So, and then like he's taking like invincibility quirk, not invincibility, but invulnerability.
Regeneration,
like extended periods of life.
He takes so many.
And
he takes quirks that like power up other quirks and then like powers them all together to get like a super strong attack or like quirk cancels.
What the fuck are you talking about? This sounds like a fever dream.
It's a really good anime. You should watch
it. It's Pog.
Does that say really works?
Where
are
you guys at right now?
Huh? He is a master though.
The guy?
Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he also doesn't have the strongest quirks.
He takes time and he like learns and masters it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
At the end, he does become a master of the quirks that he knows.
Because I guarantee you, like, a lot of people wouldn't be able to do what he can do. Especially, and he's able to start, like, a whole society, like, the League of Villains. Like, he's able to start that as well.
Oh, it would just be cool to be, like, the best chef in the world.
What happened?
Speaking of...
But the best chef in the world that could only cook, like, steak or really good at burgers?
I just mean the profession, being a chef.
You're just the best at cooking.
But, speaking of, like, Legion of Villains and stuff, MF Doom. How'd that hit you?
Oh, I was sad. That was sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, as soon as that happened, I didn't like get super emotional. I was just like, wow, that really sucks.
I guess you could say with all of them, but it's like one of those that you really don't think about. like just passing.
Because a lot of MF Doom music I listen to.
The first time I heard him was on the RV trip.
Yeah.
And then I heard him on like TikTok, you know, rap snitches, knishes, and all that stuff, you know. And I was like, no, this is pretty good, you know.
And then I learned about him because. Keep going.
I hear he dies, and yeah, I mean, I wasn't like a fan, you know, like it didn't hit me as hard, but I was like, oh man, I can't imagine what his act, like, you know, fans are thinking of and stuff like that.
Facts. You know what else hit me hard, bro? Sasha.
Oh man.
Fuck that bitch.
Wait, Scarlett, have you watched Attack on Titan or planned to?
Fuck.
All
right
then.
All I'm gonna say is, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
All my homies hate Gabby.
Fuck Gabby.
Wasn't there a DJ?
Falco's alright.
Just died. Like, that's what I thought you guys were talking about. It was like a DJ or something, like Sasha, named Sasha or something like that.
No, it's an anime type shit.
I thought you guys were talking like that, and I was like, well, what
but,
the
fuck? But Falco's alright. I fuck with Falco.
Are we still recording?
Dang, how long are we recording for?
Hour and 10.
Jeez.
I think the last new anime I've watched was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure like a little bit ago.
That shit's pog.
Yeah, part 5. I watched part 5 and I was like, that shit's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Part 5 was dope. Anime.
I'm going to watch Cowboy Bebop when I get the time.
I like,
bro, actually,
I hear
this boxing anime.
I hear the music for
boxing one?
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, Megalobox, nice. Dude. That shit's pog. It's only like 13 Sick. Episodes and it's only fighting.
Sick. I like that. Yeah, Eli, the music's pretty sick. I listen to it at work every now and then because of my coworker. It's like jazz. Yeah.
I just remembered that I actually did watch a new anime, and it's Great Pretender.
I haven't heard of that.
What's that about?
It's about a bunch of con men trying to con a bunch of like bad people out of a lot of money. So basically, nice, like mob bosses and like corrupt bosses, corrupt like bosses of corporations. No, not really. It's just more of like a it's just a lot of like cool like it's like a lot of cool slimy, like con men things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see how I could get down with that. I love Death Note.
Oh, dude, I'm almost done with Death Note. That shit's pog as hell.
Dude, shit's pog.
I've heard from. Gilda, that Death Note kind of sucks in the later seasons. I've also heard
seasons.
That.
There's not seasons. There's two seasons.
Two. Oh, well, in the later episode. Then.
I would say the as soon as L dies, that it would switch over to the next.
I season. Didn't even know that yet. You fuck.
Not L. Yeah. No. Wait. No, you told me you're on. You already told me what episode you're on.
L hasn't died.
You're capping.
Dude, you told me you're, like, almost done with it. You're not even halfway done with
what
it.
What the fuck?
I can't believe you did that to me, bro.
You lied to us!
Oh my God.
Understand why you'd be mad, but at the same time, you lied to us.
You lied.
Yeah, I thought I was
almost done. You're
a liar.
This is the kind of friend you are. You're a liar.
You thought you were almost done. Dude, you can see the number of fucking episodes.
I haven't watched it in, like, a week.
Shut the fuck up. God.
Anyways.
If you haven't
Gilda's capping.
Okay.
What's up, Gilda?
Hey, yo, what up?
If she still listens.
Probably not.
L dies? Oh, shit.
Does he? No, not L. Not L. What? I think you got the character confused.
What?
Not L. Possibly. Fucking the other guy. Fucking
Light?
No. Wow. No, not Light.
Miss Masato?
Fucking Afro dude.
Huh?
The Afro guy.
Ask Tom what episode he's on. Tom, what episode are you on?
Working on it.
The one where everyone dies.
What's going on in his anime?
Alright, I'm gonna end it.
Well, everyone has to end it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Alright, everyone. Get ready to hold up. Don't get ready.
Already
shut
ended.
Up.
What is it? Does it really
you
matter?
You already ended it?
Does it really matter when we end it? Because it's already going
to be. Okay. All right. wait. I guess whoever listens to this, thank you for listening. If you wanted socials, on Instagram, the homeroom, the dot homeroom, dot podcast on Instagram. That's where you can find that and link to all the places you can listen to a podcast, I guess.
And we're really sexy. So
yeah, you sexy, dude. Face reveal.
Facts, yeah. Yeah, we'll give a face reveal.
Oh.
Yo, okay, episode of Death Note. I am on episode.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Laters. Bye.